Group 759, Shul 7, continued.
First of all, the challah should be covered. The challah should be covered because of Zichel Eman. Because of Zichel Eman, the challah should be covered. And then there's another time, shall we? Spanish. Another time, we'll discuss that when we reach. Alright. Now, so we see from this Rashbam, that it doesn't apply after to pass. It applies to your workers also. Michal that has to rise. Vitalne. Why isn't he allowed to have to bring the Yerotis before Kiddush? So Vitalne can impose the Shilkat Rachon Gore. Before Shiva Yishma Yisra. Because of Bovach. Ukrupe Tachet. Mikamel the Mikdash. Vitushe the Shabtze when we come in. So in other words, to place the pass on the table before we mix Kiddush, that we don't do. My time. The Eiche, the Teitze, Sude, the Eiche, the Shabs. The Eiche, the Kribe, the Nisarkin of them. But, so you're not allowed to have Kribe to put the pass, or any other food, before Kiddush. But suppose you did it already, so we are not matriachim to take it off and put it in there again. All he has to do is just to come. Our Pedas of Marco Mikabe, the Italia, the Shomachim, the Vinsa Shukham, the Kiddush, the Nehi, Pedas of Marco Mikabe, ואיך די אסרו סודוסו למלחנה במהל שעת ערב שבס ידסו לסטארטר ערב שבס וקודם שלו ימי פרס מפו מקביש ומתם זה נועד לפרץ מפו לרחם על אח הקידוש בשבוס ילדים but even though he says מפו לרחם but it's loved up to לרחם because the reason is why the Shiltes mentions לרחם because it wasn't customary. Anyway, I mean, it wasn't customary to bring Golach the food before Kiddush. But they were not even tempted to bring it to place any other food. But they were tempted to place the challah. You see, so because of that, he says, you know how to lift this mapo lechem, Abba HaKiddush Shabbos in Kiddush, but it doesn't mean that to mapo lechem. But he mentions lechem because the other food wasn't placed on the table anyway. But the lechem was placed, so the meal had to cover. But in Chaname, the other food was placed, so you had to cover that too. The nation before she, he cried, which is the first shot, is according to the first shot, the Rashbam. So this case of Rabbi Bar Chone, so it wasn't a case of a Sude that started Erev Shabbos, but the Sude, they started the Sude on Shabbos. But then the second chapter is no, that they actually sat down to eat before Shabbos, and then it's Kiddush Hayom. The issue for the Lord was the scholars to come back on Shabbos because she who pours mapo because. So then he had to be pours mapo because not because of the general halacha of pours mapo, but because of the special halacha in regard of the Judo says in halacha Rabbi Yehuda says. But there's Mapo Kaddish. When you know, the right to come in silent day, when we push about so, and we curse Achille, we will shout. Alright, now. Time number, she will be Vira Hashulchon, so it's put in parentheses because Rashbam says, I'm not Jesus. Time number, she will be Vira Hashulchon, and we'll be Kiddish. We have Achille. We may be, there is Mapo Kaddish. There is Mapo Kaddish. Alright, so the Chodesh Shomim Shemaschil. Tanyi Doch Shomim Shemaschil. Bishlim Ode Tanyi Shomim Shemaschil. So Mishkachas Ode Rav Pesach. So even though Rabbi Yudah Shomim, they both agree, Rabbi Yudah Rabbis, even though the Achilikim regard to Rav Shabbos and Rav Yom Tev, but they regard to Rav Pesach, they agree. And Ode Tanyi Shomim Shemaschil in Eimas, even in Rav Shabbos, how can you say Shomim? Shemaschilim, but Rabbi Yudah Israeli comes back to you. He says Eimaschilim. Where you catch it? Come, Tidim Tisho. Come, La'achat Tisho. Come, La'achat Tisho. So in other words, so when does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's also La'achat? After 3 o'clock in the next day. But before 3 o'clock. So it's Rabbi Yehuda, he's making. Alright. Now let's see the other part. We shall be. So we are there. So he says, we are done. I hear it called. We can name our Bishop. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, the two of us, הוכה מיד רבי יצלך, תחילה מייס, הם מביאים קדם קידוש, אף על פי שלא יאכלו עד לאחתי. ויזם פרשה, ויזם פרשה, וישובים בישם היו בסירת. ופליטה בין דבר, ואמרה בישם היו, נקרן ידיים והכי נצלם סכם, ובסירה נגיד. So actually, the more in Brochus mentions other reasons that have nothing to do with Kiddush. That has to do with Misikas HaKeis every day, the Meis HaKeis. And it was the custom in those days was to drink wine in the Suda. So at every Suda they drank wine. So the Shaila is whether you should first wash your hands Benito Levayim, and then the Benito the case, or Benito the case, and then Benito Levayim. So Bisham, I say, Benito Levayim, Vahakim, Benito Levayim, the case. Why? So Gemara, it's not our Indian, but Gemara explains it, that because, why Bisham, I say, Benito Levayim first, because if he doesn't wash it, then. So, and the secret Bisham, the secret Bisham, who are gays here, Tume, and the dime, so stand the dime out of it, as he is the tume. So maybe, so if he'll be allowed to be amazing the kings before it was a dime, so it's a dime, as the tume, so and there might be some ashke in the Achillea case, so he'll be mitame, so he'll be mitame the yai in the Achillea case. So that will become a trio. So because of that, they say, make me die in a case, it's a case. When the seal say, no, make me die in a case, I say, make me die. So it's a different reason. So he says, he's in fast, he shows you some seal to the world. Down the sham, make me die in a case. Who be seal, and then he pray that making that make me die in a case, I can't make me die in. Maybe the Shammai in the Visa Shulcho, he may have a strange job. Ellen Kitty, or the Parisian family, we need a main eye, the Ivy Dan Rimon Kame, Tony Hoda Shovichin, a screaming sheep to a mile as long, because when I'm in the Shovichin, we told with the Yodo, but it's not. There's a reason as to why it's put in parameters. Because Menor Gashemi said that it's a new Shovich. Tot der Hodesh Shabbat, da wieder der Basis für die Juden Achim, in der Hodesh Shabbat ist bei mir von Heil, in der Sot, Shein Maske, wo ich mein Mikro mein, mich kach ich wo der Fest, so der Shabbat Shein Maske, die wir haben hier zu, die die Kamer, auf der Basis, in der Hotel, kam, in der Shabbat ist ein Maske, in der Hotel, so was der Jude says, no, every other Shabbat ist so ein Maske, so, Shabbat ist ein Maske, in der Kirche, 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 in der So Rashbam says that if you started before 3 o'clock, so ich will not check so happy when I do. So you don't have to be masked at 3 o'clock. Come on, give it to you. So if you did not screw the time of the meal, the time of the meal, the head of the record of Shabbat, maybe it's the church of Mayo, but it is. Now, the case is, I mentioned before, she will be Es a shulchan ke kiddush. Vi hod yom ha bishkot mitzvei. Motsa shulchan oruch malach tein vein meir. So loy koshe. Vi oruch hu. So you see that that's the proper thing. That the shulchan should be set. So all the food should be placed on the table. Me vein meir. So loy koshe. Vi oruch hu bimokim ach. Ach in vi is lemokim suri. Otherwise if you have, let's say, another table. On which you are not going to make kiddush unto you. So you should place all the food on that table, and then so that it should be set. All that will have to be done in the Yitra Kiddush, just to bring it over from that table to the table on which you'll be. But it's not, you're not allowed to place the food on the table on which you'll be. Adahaki. Achim yivini shlomo kinsuli adahaki. V'yachsho, shulchonet shalom yishen din nisa medahan, v'kosho lo vio ahaki. Shall we have to cook out in Jewish this Sunday? Or no, they give in because there's a lot of food to be bought. So no, they give in with this map or cows. So I'm like, if there is any hardship, so then we have to really, we can rely on this symbolic setting on the table. So Sorgen machen kann. Dann haben wir vorhin bestimmt, dass ihre Dinge, diese Sünde, die ich kann schaffen. Jede ist mir vor, so kommt für jedes mir vor. There is no such requirement of a symbolic setting of the table. It's only, you have to prepare this map only at the back. Here's before you say, how about, so here, we shall also not baby, where you tell me, my own, whom you matter, that moment. Any some the Yodom she teach you this akhet, any more. Any some the Yodom she teach you this akhet. Oh my God, you the Yayin Goyot, you the Jewish Yot, Ushmuroma, after the Jewish Goyot, now there is Rebekah in the day, after the Yayin Amiot, so then the more mentions at the end. I doubt it. But Rav and Shmuel both agree. They are both chilek on Rav Jehan. And they say that the Yayin is loyal. Why? Because of Shilumot. So now if Rav and Shmuel both agree that Shilumot requires another blood on Yayin. In other words, if someone, let's say, makes a bring a triagot on Yayin, and then he walks over, to another place, and he wants to drink wine, so he has to make another bracha. And if he has to make another bracha, why? Because the shin walking itself is like a chabad, and it requires another bracha. So Rav and Shmuel both agree that shin walking requires another bracha. So at least the other teacher is like that. So too, he said, "Bring a triagot and a yayin." But then he goes home. So then, when he drinks wine, so he has to say the bracha, "Bring a triagot and again," because there is no more. So this is what he says. When he drinks wine again, he has to say "Bring a triagot." But in the kiddush yot, he doesn't have to say kiddush again, even though he didn't eat in the shul. So he's still drinking. Why? Because Rav holds yesh kiddush aloy b'mokisim. It's not that the kiddush has to be followed by Yisudeh. Even if it's not followed by Yisudeh, he is mikayim the mitzvah of kiddush. Ushmur lama, not only the yayim yotzu, because if you know more but even the kiddush lo yotzu. After the kiddush lo yotzu, why? Because Shmuel says, in kiddush elo b'mokisim. So the more of the kashi, El Rav, Lomu 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 know Z, why does he is in the Kabbalah in Mishnah the man? So he is in Shul. So he is here Kiddush in Shul, the Shliach Tzibur says the Kiddush in Shul. So according to Rav, he already was in Kabbalah in Shul Kiddush. The Brocha of Bishas Hayei. So then when he comes to the house, so it's the universal practice that he says that Brocha again. He says Kiddush again. But why? Bishul according to Shmuel, he says, true, you heard the Kiddush in Shul, but he wasn't gay for that Kiddush, because he didn't give in Shul. But according to Rav, he was gay for the Kiddush. So then when he comes home, all he has to do is just to say, Bishul, crack off, and then that's all. He shouldn't have to say the Brocha of Kiddush Hayei. But Rav won't give it. So the more did the Keret, Kiddushim Tzibonov Mibayit. Kiddushim Tzibonov Mibayit. In Achnamri, he was hit. He was hit. But the Mibayit, they want to show. They want to show. So Mibayit, they also have to be hit. So he says that Kiddush Mibayit to the Mibayit is why. Even though he is not the Mibayit, the answer is because by Birkas HaMitzvah, the Kiddush is like Birkas HaMitzvah. So there's aloha barbet. So he wants a mate. So in order to be mate, he is wife. And the other may buy him. So he can say the Kiddush again, even though he was already. Ushmuel, Romuli, Bushe, the Kiddush. So we should be called to Rav. We understand the purpose of the Shmuel. People saying Kiddush. In order to be mate, he has to buy him Kiddush. So we kind of mitzvah of Kiddush. But according to Shmuel, they were not haters of Kiddush anyway, so what's the purpose of making Kiddush? So Gemara says, we have to care all three of the Chivosot, the Achle, the Shosel, and the Gomel, and the Krishna. So in order to be made Zion, the poor man, the poor people who sleep in shul and who eat in shul, and they have to hear Kiddush too. So Meile, the Shliach Tzibur says the Kiddush in order to be made to them, and in regard to them it will be more Kisuneh, because they will be eating in the shul. They will be eating in the shul. The Arbe Shmuel Litani. Now my Shmuel is Mokim Sudan. So many have you in the vice, I will mock him with walking. This is the guilt of Moses. But the guilt of the Rivi is not the mock him walking. I will be a repeat of the Hadith. But the guilt of Moses is how you invite the vice, I will mock him with walking the Hadith. It's a way. So what's the Pshah? According to Moses, you mock him with walking. Doesn't mean only the pino and the pino, because the pino and the pino are all the enemies. So it's all right, it's not it's motion and mocking. But mocking and mocking means different room, but in the same building. One room. It can be a different room, it can be even a different apartment, as long as it's in the same, as it's in the same, under the same roof. In the same building. Under the same roof. So, I will not walk in the house, they say. So that's all right. Omar Abu Dhabi, what about the Khalifa? Gideon Sakin, Abu Khalifa, Kabul Shmuel, we knock it in Israel and Har, from the roof to the ground floor. We heard of Mikavish. What of Mikavish? So he was Mikavish again? Even though it was in the same building, I mean it was on the roof of that building. So still, and he made Kiddush on the roof. So if he was that, it was fulfilled in it. So we see that even we walk in the heart, they say, so it's still not. Mashenkin, according to the girl, say, I'm walking the heart, the Lord. So it's all right. So that was Haramah. So Rabbanon advised them, no. If I read the MS, even we walk in, it's not good. So what does we walk in, not good mean? If it is the head of the cheder, they survive. But the pino, there is a cheder, even though that cheder is gigantic, I mean, it's like a truckling godel. I once read that Mussolini, his office, so large, I mean, that in order to traverse that room of Mussolini, so you had to walk for 15 minutes in order to traverse the office, the room of Mussolini. So in other words, this is what Mussolini says, that the pino, there is a cheder, after the traveling go to that way, even if it is large as Mussolini's room, as Mussolini's office, so there, that's how it ends. So it's not considered the Shinu Mokei, and he does, he did pay the Kiddush, even though he made Kiddush in one corner, and then in the end, in the other corner, so forth. But, according to the guilt of the Reed, that Hanmile, Mipai Kibai, Chavo Mipino, Mipino, we have Beit Eloi, now, Alpino and Pino have Beit Eloi, so that means, and Pino and Pino means the same Cheder. So that means, with Dabi and Kirish, and Mokim Sude, according to me, so even the Pino and Pino, it's not Mokim Sude. But with Dabi, Shinu Mokim connection with Yai, so there the Gemara says that Pino and Pino is not considered Shinu Mokim. So then, according to the Rift here, then we have to distinguish between the Haloche of Shinu Mokim, and regarding Yai, and the Haloche of Inkidah Shalom Mokim Sud. Why? Because, so how is it that in regard to Yai, in connection with Yai, where there is Haloche, Shinu Mokim requires another Broche, so only another Cheder requires another Broche. But another Pino, even if it's struggling, God doesn't require another Broche of their Cheder. But in regard to Inkidah Shalom Mokim Sud, it's according to the Rebbe Yose, even the same Cheder. In the same here. Well, there is different aloha. There is an Indian of Shinu Mokim as such. Of Shinu Mokim as such. So, Mipino is not a Shinu Mokim. But here it's not a loche of Shimon Mokim. Here it's a loche, the second. The Rashbam is two shares, we'll soon see. But one was new because of Kriya Zudeh. So in Meile, if it is, if let's say, if the Kiddush is one pino, and then the Kriya Zudeh is another pino, so we could not say that the Kiddush took place in the Kema Kriya. Obviously. Where is the meaning of Shilum, okay? Of Hesach Adat. So then, the pino with pino, no matter how large it is, even if it is larger than cracker. So it doesn't matter. But here is the meaning of Kriya. So even the pino with pino. So it's not considered that the Kiddush took place in the Mikkei Kriya Sassus. In the Kriya Sassus. Alright. But most of the Shemi Magiri, and in the middle of the body, I will mock him walking her days away. Only I will mock him walking her days away. Wait, what? Only one about a week there, 1 second. Hannah, you're so many, Hannah, you're by the way, mock him walking her days away. Only one about a week there. Zimun Sagin, but it's not like that. That even the mocking or mocking, Zimun Sagin, I can make a mishmoyer, but it's a mishmoyer, but it's a mishmoyer, but it's a mishmoyer, but it's no, so then you'll have to, to make Kiddush again in the other pino. You have to make Kiddush in the other pino again, according to the list. So if you eat the Suda in the other pino, so then you'll have to make the Kiddush again. So naturally, if the challah is there, so you have to call for it before you make the Kiddush again. All right, now the Rashba. Now let's see first the Rashi also. Kiddush Shalom Mokim Sur. Vim Kiddush Vim Yisoad Vim Yotu Yerichi. Vim Mokim Mokim Baiz La'aliyo Vim Yotu Kaddush Vim Kiddush Shabbat Vim Mari. So Rashi's deal saying that what when the Salkat Aitok, the Salkat Aitok wasn't walking so right, and the Masconi was not a right, so it's only by for Aliyah, so the Salkat Aitok wasn't so right, and the Masconi was not a right. But the people say it's not the Masconi, so it's all right. Alright, I mean the Kiddu Shloyot, so Rashba, Kiddu Pashino Tanya Kame, and Kiddu Shalom Mokim Suba. Why do we say the Kiddu Shalom Mokim Suba? תכסיב יקרוס ושבת אינה ומוקים שפקיר ושבת כלאימא שריה ביקים ושום תהיה ירים ומדרש So the first one של רשבאמי is the special of the Kos the special of the Kos of קרוס ושבת אינה כסו קרוסו it is what she is קרוסו means שריה ביקים שריה ביקים So in other words that the Kiddush and the Eilek the two they have to come together That's the pshat in the posuk of Koroso Lashabetene. Koroso Lashabetene. That they have to come together. Umelesh, iname. So not all pshat. Slowly, the nikra kiddush alayayim, kiddikai lekamon, dechei alayayim, nistome alayayim shedishat sute hukva, dechoshi. Now, there is a big nakrimine between the two mishim. Except for the nakrimine in the lomtes, whether it's a aloche, in the Eilek Shabbos, so it's a loch at the Kiddush and Eilek Shabbos that they come together, and so the Shabbos that they come together, it's a Kodesh Chachomim, that Chachomim walk away at the Shasur. But, now there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehim, the Rosh Hashit, Rabbi Yehim Shit here, now that the Rosh is, I have it cooked on the hour here, it's paragraph 8 now, it's up. At the end of Pharaoh's affair, in Abu Sakhir. So the first line, Varab Rabbeinu Pirish, the Eilek Ochel Vatov, the Umid. The Hode Amrino, the Inkiru Shalom Mokim Sude, Haim the Rabbon. The Asbichu Rabbon Nakroi, the Korotu Roshabete, the Nikam Akibish Nateiro, the Vichti Zocheiro Mayai, the Kibo, Tilka, שיש לי עודו, שראיתם מקדש, לא רק מקדש מתכנסת, כדי שיש לי נציף נפל. ועוד. צורך המיל שיטי מיל צום דרבון. להרוב הלוכת, או בקיש ואוכל סולי, זה הכל לך חומת. זאת מדראי ש... זאת מתעשבים באוכל סולי. צורי תן, בו לראש עשרים, נאמין. לראות לי כל מה הייתי בשביל באוכל סולי, לא ממש מה כתבו שלי. ממש מה שנקי בשפר. שנקי בשפר. So it's no kibish over. It's no kibish over. The machlika kamiyene in the rosh. The kot kamiyene in the right thing is all right without mokhi sude. And the kot the rosh in the right thing is that the mokhi sude. Now, it's mashma, the tubish in the first motion of the Rashbam, it's mashma to the right thing. Not that that's mashma. Not that that's mashma. Because the Rashbam emphasized it. In Medrash, it is Rosh Hashanah. In Name, Zvori, Mimi Mikva, Kibish Ayayin, in view of the fact that Chachomim Mokevei HaKibish Ayayin. And don't be shame to accept Rashi in Lodi. Hold, the Droshe of the Zochei Ayayin, the Zohar of Machte, Rashi in Lodi, in Yadav Kimu, he says, it is Rosh Hashanah. It is Rosh Hashanah. So what he says here, the Rashbam says, in Name, Zvori, ממיקרא קידוש על היין, כי ניתן לכם תחיל על היין, זאת אומרת, מסתום על היין שבשם הקידוש הוא כבר, כחושב, זאת אומרת, תשומה שם מראשי, זאת אומרת, וחכום אם הוא עוקד ביין, או מן על יין שבשם שם, זאת אומרת, תשומה של סק מראשי, או תראה שבא מתשומה שלו, היא תשומה מרמות, היא תשומה מרמות. Now, the תבלין את זה, תבלין את זה, that in, let's say, now suppose there are no orchid, there are no poor people who eat the shuk, do you have to make Kiddush or not? So that's the nafkimine between the meaning of the Sfardish shuk, the Sfardish shuk, I mean the Hasidic shuk, and the Ashkenazi. The Ashkenazi shuk, so the Shriachtiv of the Shamash makes Kiddush. Even though there are no people but in the Hasidic shul, they don't make Kiddush. Actually, it's a machloket v'shem. The shita of the Rosh is that if there are no eichim to eat, so it's a bracha l'atorah. It's a bracha l'atorah. And the two also say, of course, they know that it's a bracha l'atorah. Probably not l'atorah. So he says, but, Abinayna says, they know it. ומרחשת, so the Rosh said, first of the first one, ומרחשת הלבוך לא עטורי נשמר, זה זה Rosh. והרב רביעי תראה, ישפרדי נבוך לא עטורי. ועוד אמרו לנו, נפיל שאו פה כניסו בהל מדרבון, תשלחו רבון להקרוא את חושב נמצא, נביא כעקיב שמעתנו, כפי זכי או יאי, נכתיב, כאילו כעקיב שיש לי עודו, שנהיה במקדש, נועה במקדש בתכנסת, כאילו שיהיה יצוי במקדש שמעתנו. והפוחד יש לזה את זה, ותקידוש מהתר, ותקידוש מהתר. So רמי נשיתים that even if there are no orichים, we should השליח ציבור, should make it. Even if there are no orichים, the השליח ציבור, should make it. Now, so there's a מחלקת רמי נדרוש, but the מחלקת between רמי נדרוש is that the question is whether it is the right thing, the aloha of the Kiddush of Mokim Sude, is it the right thing, or the aloha of the Kiddush of Mokim Sude is only the Rabbah. So if we say it is the right thing, so that shows you cannot make it a Sude, but if we say it's not the right thing, but with the right thing you can be kind of Mitzvah Kiddush, even without Sude. So then, even if you have no Elchim, so you should still make it. You should still make it. Now, the Shemi mentioned the Chubas Aramba. The Chubas Aramba, we don't have it. I didn't hear from the Chubas Aramba. But the Shemi mentioned the Chubas Aramba, that the Rambam said, the Shishahoto, the Nechim, the Takhlef, Hayim Kachi, so the Rambam answered, more or less, in that Washington said, Ze Dobo Poshitu, Shafiru Hei, Shafiru Nechim, Nechim, Mikachi, Mikachi, Shari, תקונת, כמו שהשליח ציבו, חיזה ואימיה, אסכור עצבימו בקירו, אף על פי שאין בונו אין עובדים. כמו אומר, סטטרו של הרב. So the Rambam says that even the Amor Yechem, the Rambam says in the Tshuva, so he's still the Shleach Tzibur, still has to say Kiddush. Why? Because he's Takonet. And he equates it with the Tefillah of Torah. Now, what was the primary purpose of being Misakeh that the Shleach Tzibur should say the Shmoneh Esrei all over again? The Torah to be made the Nevoah. So we should say, Bizman Chazal, so the Jews on the whole were not as scholar yesterday. So there are many Jews who didn't. So they could say the Baruch, you should say the Baruch, but today everyone is around, and everyone is a Baruch, so why should we have the Tefillah of Torah? So, and still, I mean, we have the Tefillah of Torah, even though everybody is a Baruch. So there is a meaning. The primary time was to be made, but that was the Takonet Chachom, that we have to do it anyway, whether the reason is the Baruch to be made or not. We have to do it anyway. So here too, the primary purpose was to be made to the Ochin, I mean, we say. But because of that, the Chachamim are misaking that the Shliach Tzibur should say Kiddush anyway, even the Amorot, we say. So that's the Shliach Tzibur. This is enough. Now, the Shliach of the, in other words, the Rambam says the same thing that Rabbi Meir said. That Rabbi Meir said. Rabbi Meir also said that even if there are no Orchim, even if there are no Orchim, so we should say, in order to be made, see everybody in the right thing. Let's say, suppose someone will not be able to hear Kiddush. It's possible that in the Rabbi, there will be one Jew who will not be able to be made Kiddush. So it's worthwhile to make Kiddush in order to be made. In order to be made to someone with this. And if everyone is going to make Kiddush anyway in the house, but we don't do anything. Because suppose he's going to make Kiddush anyway. So he'll be able to do the right thing with this Kiddush. And then when he comes to the house, so he's going to make Kiddush again in order to be made to the Rabbah. So, from the washing of the Rabbi Yehudah, so even though Rabbi Yehudah and Rambam say the same thing, that even there are no Ochim, so you the Shliach Tzibur said the Kiddush, but it appears that the oneness is not the same. Rabbi Yehudah doesn't say that there was a special Takonet Chachamim, the way there was a special Takonet Chachamim, that the Shliach Tzibur has to say the Shmoneh Esrei b'Torah. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that we are mechuyev. We are mechuyev. The Rambam says there is a takonet chachomim. In other words, just as the chachomim on misaki, that after the tefillah lachash, so the Shliach Tzibur has to say the Shmoneh Esrei over again, so the chachomim on misaki, that in shul the Shliach Tzibur has to make it. The special takonet. Rambam doesn't say that there is a special takonet. He says, in order to, that no one should be divided, we need to the right thing. So it's the proper thing to do. Proper thing, in order to make it. And suppose the Shliach Tzibur knows that everyone is going to make Kiddush in the house anyway. So then according to Rabbi Yehudah, he's not going to do it. But according to Rambam, even in such a case, let's do it. It's the Kodesh Chachomim. The Kodesh Chachomim. The Rambam equates it with the fear of the law. So, the Tefillah Kiddush, it's not only when there is a possibility, maybe there is one Jew who is not Baruch, we have to be making. I mean, today we know that there is no one who we are going to be making in the Shmoneh Esrei. So, still we have to say Tefillah Kiddush. So, he equates that with the Tefillah Kiddush. So, it's not for the same reason as Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you cannot, not that you are Mechuyev. But the comments are, so the comments are meaning there was no special Takonet Chachamim that we should make Kiddush in Shul. There was no such Takonet. That was the practice of this Baruch Hashem. And this is a nice practice, even now, Rabbi Yehuda says, in order to be made, every Jew is in the eyes of the Chol HaPoach. That no one should remain without Kiddush, without being kind, the mitzvah of Kiddush. Mitzvah of Kiddush. But there is no Chiyuv, there is no Takonet. According to the Rambam, there is it. believe it or not. Now, the Primigodim in Psyche, Torah Chaim, is very important. I mean, the Primigodim in Psyche are very, very important. So the Primigodim in Psyche, Torah Chaim, so he discusses a certain question, and he says that there is a machlokes v'sheinim on the first. And then he applies it, I think he applies it to this book. Now there are many young where with the Raise you can fulfill the mitzvah with a minimum. But in order to fulfill the mitzvah in the Rabbanon, so you have to do more than what you are required to do with the Raise. Now let's say someone will now Birchat Hamoz Mizirai. Birchat Hamoz Mizirai. So, except for one Shita in Pesach in Brochet, so all the Shaitan hold that what does it mean Birchat Hamoz Mizirai? It doesn't mean that the first three Brochet are Mizirai. Mizirai says there is no Chiyuv even for the first three Brochet. But with the Raisa, all you have to do is to say Shvach after this. The Chalkov is a voice of the Rasta Shemot Shecho, a lot of people are Shemot. So you have to give Shvach to the Rebbe Nishalom for the food that you have. So that's all, and you don't even have to say it in the form of a Broch. Not even one Broch. The Chalkov or Misaki. Misaki is very important. So Mishra Rabbeinu was Misaki for a Broch, and that's also called a Broch. Because with the Raisin of the Chuyas to say it in that form, I mean, that was the Shabbat was Misaki. And then Yeshua was Misaki, the third prophet, the second prophet. And then David was Misaki, the third prophet. But with the Raisin, you only have to say Shvach, not even the form of prophet. There is a sheet of faces in prophet that the first three prophets are with the Raisin. Why? Because the Gemara says that the first three prophets with the Raisin, of course, Atib Amiti, that we are with him. Hakev shall be Yisrichu, but Amekiv shall be to Mikvot. So how do all the other Mishenim explain that? So not that with the Raisi you are Mechuyas to say three Mishenim. You don't have to say three Mishenim to the Raisi. Miyom Yochu Rifte, Oma Avrich Achmone Mored Aho Mekule Mored, Mored Aho Rifte, so you also, with that, You are also kind of the Raisi. I mean, if you say the same thing that a certain child young said, so you are also kind of the Raisi. Because you have to say it was right. But what does it mean when the Gemara says that Achiv Aneki is in the Rabbanon, but the other Brochet, the other three Brochet, so there things in the Raisi. So it means that the other three Brochet through with the Raisi at Mechuyev to say all the three Brochet. But Yeah, I'm going to say the Mishrach. But suppose you do say the first three prophets, so then you're kind of the right thing in the first three prophets. Because you're saying the Mishrach. Masha'ikina. So in other words, the first three prophets are incorporated into the Kima Mishra of the Mamadah. But the Brocha Vatim Amiti, so was enacted in not the Kima of the Mamadah. But the Chachomim won't be saying that we should say it immediately after the first three brochets, the first three brochets of the Ketamot. So that's not the key of the Ketamot. Mashiach in the first three brochets, so Yamikai will bet the mitzvah of the right of the Ketamot. The same thing applies to Tfilah. Now the Rambam Shittin is that one time a day, so I'm the Chuyah to be following the right, but the not the Chuyah to be following the concept. So you can fulfill the right day with your own Yisrael. And not asking any particular amount. If you are misfollowed once a day, so in any Yisrael. So you are mechanical to the right. But Chachomim or Misakim HaShem, Adelu or Misakim, that's the best Yisrael. Now when you daven the Shemei Esrei, so we the broches of the Shemei Esrei, you are mechanical to the right. Not that you are mechuyas to say, Yeah, we have to say that the 19 brochets with Raisi. But with any Yusech, with your own Yusech, so you can find the Raisi. But when you daven with that Pesach, I'm kind of like it. So when you bench, so in the first three brachas, you are kind of the right of this Sabbath. Then in the fourth brachas, so that is not the Birkat HaMozek, it is special bracha. But you have to say it together with the Birkat HaMozek. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. But then says, and the sense of Pshutei, that the first three brachas are the Chayitz. Anyway, but the point of the Shemi, so there is no Chayitz that I have to say it, I'll take this abroad. You just have no Chayitz to say Shwa. Now I'm not saying Kiddush. Kiddush is in the Chayitz. So one is in the Chayitz, I'm not Chayitz to say it. I'm not that Pshat. So I'm not Chayitz to be matched to the Pshat. I'm to say Shwa, to the Rebbein Shalom. For giving us the Shabbos, the Gushas Hayim of Shabbos. But when you say it, I'm taking a broch, and you're making the right say of Zohar as Mashal to catch it. So the Shabbos is the Psyche of the Prince of the Hell is now, what is when you have that, when, let's say, suppose you say the Birkat HaMozek, and you only say one more. Not the whole Birkat HaMozek, not even all the three parts. Just one part. So according to most Rishonim, you are kind of the right thing with one part. Or suppose you don't say any part. You only say. You say, maybe I'm in the hall, Shinasatomi, something like that. So if he says a certain prayer, I mean that the children say in the nursery after the meal. So, and then Shvach, suppose he tells his master Peiro or Brice, I mean the children in the nursery say, I'm not master Brice with Peiro, but suppose he says it with Shvach, and then you say, and his master Brice, Peiro, I'll destroy everything. But not that you say, not all things are broken. So I will be kind of the right or not. So of course, prior to the time that the Anshik has Sunday law, and here is the Anshik has Sunday law, it's Mesh Rabbeinu, and Yeshua and David. So prior to the time that Yeshua and David were Misakim to Misaya, so then of course you are Mikhail the Misaya. But now that the Chachonim were Misakim is at Misaya, so suppose you say it in your own, so it conforms to the requirements of the Zerayit. Are you behind the Zerayit? Or do we say, in as much as the Chachomim more Misakim a certain pattern, they are Misakim a certain pattern in Kiddush. In other words, or let's say, suppose you say the Brochel of Kiddush, but not the Zerayit and not the Lapak, just like that, roll it down. Now, according to all the Shaykhs I mentioned before, except for Rashi and Rodi, so the Zerayit is only Kiddush with roll it down and not the Zerayit. It doesn't have to be a Yahin, it doesn't have to be a Lapak. Just go down, suppose you say the Brocha of Tishas Hayel, without Yahin, without Pas, without Ben. So if there hasn't been any Takoras Chachomi, so then you certainly will be in time. But now there is Takoras Chachomi. You have to say the Brocha of Tishas Hayel, or Alapar. And suppose you said it, Takor Yahin, Takor Pas. And you are in a position to say it, Takor Yahin, Takor Pas. You are in Pesheya, not in us. But you are in Pesheya. But you just were lazy. So, one second. So the question is, are you waiting to the right or not? So the psicha says, the psicha of the Godin says, that there is a machlokes between them. There is a machlokes between Tesis and Prochet. Tesis and Prochet. Tesis and Prochet. And the Ritvo in Sukkot. And the Ritvo in Sukkot. There is a sugya of Meibom Lekiyam Toes Mitzvah Sukkot Midomech. So they are meaning where someone who was setting the sukkah reishi derubei for the shulchanim, he set in the sukkah reishi derubei for the shulchanim was the teich habayis. So the zakonet chachomim is still roshenu gimoshek, but with reise the uvno aloche that the shulchanim is to be in the sukkah. So it's only zakonet chachomim. So the question is, suppose someone was able to sit in the sukkah completely. If someone wasn't able, let's say, there is no sukkah. There is only one sukkah, and that sukkah is a very small sukkah. And that one sukkah that you can find, so the shulchan is a chabayis. he can be disobeyed with the Shulchan as to be with the Rabbi. So then everybody agrees that he's behind in the right. The question is, suppose he's a Peshia, and he can be Mikayim the Mitzvah, he can be Mikayim the Mitzvah of Sukkah with the Rabbi also, but he's just lazy. He doesn't want to be Matriach himself and to put a table in the Sukkah, or to sit with the Achas in the Sukkah. So Hayes says, she being holy, that he's not Mikayim in the right. But how is it that he's not Mikayim in the right? But it's always HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeh Yoshem Li Moshech. Achashol Chonei, so the answer is yes, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeh Yoshem Li Moshech. So when Chachom is more Mitzakim, it's Takone, that he has to be Mikayim in the Sukkah in a certain way. Not just in himself being in the Sukkah, but the Shulchan has to be in the Sukkah too. So the Chachom is more. He told him, Sukkah is Chayyim. And he says that even though he said to him, Yamtum is a Sukkah Miyamecho, so it doesn't mean that he was not Mikayim. He was not Mikayim because the Rabbon was not Mikayim. But the Raisei Lachanami was Mikayim. In other words, wherever the Chachomim were Misakim, a certain takoni in connection with the manner in which the mitzvah, the reise is to be fulfilled. Where the reise and the rabbonim are intertwined. Well, intertwined, let's say with the reise, you can be kind of mitzvah sukkah just by sitting in the sukkah, even though the shulchan isn't the bais. But the rabbonim, so you can only be mikayim if the shulchan is also the sechasu. So according to Teisves,
if he's a Peshea, and he wasn't mekayemet full in accordance with all the specifications of the Chachamim, so even the Deraisa is not misakim. As a result of that, Chachamim, yes, the Chachamim, and according to the Ritva, so the Deraisa was mekayemet, not mekayemet the Rabbah. So the Sikha says that it's a machleket between Teisves in Broches and in Sukkaitim and the Ritva in Sukkaitim. Actually, the same machleket appears to take place between Rabbi Yemen Broches and the Rosh Broches. The Rabbonon of Rabbi will say that even though in the Raisa you can say the Kriya Shema Shel Arvi, Samturam Lashacha, but in the Rabbonon you are mechuyev to say it at Chatzeis. So the question is, suppose he was able to say it before Chatzeis, and neglectfully, negligently, he said it after Chatzeis. So Rabbi Yehuda says that even the Eved, he was not Mikayim the Derais, because Yeshia the Chachomim Lachadogo Minachere, since the Chachomim Omisakim will have to say it, Kedem Chatzeis, and he didn't, so even though he did say it, after Chatzeis, he's not Mikayim the Derais, and Yeshia the Chachomim Lachadogo. And the Rosh says, no, he was Mikayim. The Rosh says he was Mikayim. So we see the same. Now, Rabbi Yehin and the Rosh Achir. And it's mashma from the Rosh that even when there is no Onus, it's not, the Rosh doesn't mention a case where there are certain people who have nothing to eat, and the melee, if you don't say Kiddush Yishuv, so they will not be able to be executed. The Rosh talks of the usual case, that way it's weak on the Menachem Shul, and everybody has a place where to eat and is going to eat. So whether it's the proper thing to say the Kiddush Yishuv, it's not a proper thing. So the Rosh says there is a Brachah Latov. Why is it a Brachah Latov? Because it's Kiddush Yishuv Mokim Sud, it's the right. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's a brachah levatole. It's not a brachah levatole because it's only in the rabbono. It's only in the rabbono. So then we are faced with a certain spirit of Amir. He says. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda is day the brachah levatole. The whole day I'm living in Jewish or Mokim Sude. How do we rabbono? We ask me who rabbono makoy and also shamsin. So at first the Rosh says, we hashtag the brachah levatole in Shomech. So it's much of a motion of the Rosh that the business why it's a brachah latore is because it's with the ice. But if it would only be the rabbanon, so then we could say the kiddush even without it. So then the Rosh could be very well understood because it's the Rosh Lashitose. Because the Rosh Hitte is that. Because the Rosh is that wherever the Rabbonim and the Raisa are intertwined in the pattern of the Kirma Mitzvah, so even though he did not mikayim, he did not conform to the pattern of the Rabbonim, but the Raisa, he was mikayim. So that's the reason as to why the Rosh has to emphasize the fact that it's with the Raisa in Kiddush Mokim Sude. The implication being that if the Halacha of Kiddush Mokim Sude had not been with the Raisa, so then it would be a Brachah Latore. It would be a Brachah Latore. It would be a Brachah Latore. But it should be a Brachah Latore anyway, in connection with someone who is a Peshaya. If it's a Peshaya, if there is no onus there. Because Chachamim are here, the answer is the Rosh Lishitosen. The Rosh Hitte is that wherever in the Raisa and in the Rabbono are intertwined, so even though he was able to be Mikayim both the Raisa and the Rabbono, and he was only Mikayim the Raisa is, so he's still, so the Raisa is Mikayim. The Chachamim are not here. So that's why he has to say, but in this case it's a Brachah Latore, because it's a requirement for the Raisa, not the Rabbono. But the question is, Varabo bin Epirish, in the Bosma Torah, Dora Melech, the Jesus today, Haim Rabon, Vas Mechuna, Kroi, Kroos, Shab, say, hey. So he said, the business why you can make it, and it's not the Bosma Torah, it's because it's with Rabonon, but even though it's with Rabonon, Rabbi Yehi, the only sheet is, that where the Raisen and the Rabonon are intertwined, so maybe if he wasn't the kind of Rabonon, so the Chachomi Morei Keir, so if they were Keir, so it should be Bosma Torah anyway, even though it's Rabonon. So we have to say, in connection with Hamilele, that Hamilele means it's not a Brochel Vatore if, let's say, there is someone who is not going to, who cannot be Mikayim, the Raisa in the Rabbana. So then, according to Hamilele, then we can make Kiddush for him. But in Nachnami, if we can, so for a different reason. Okay. So maybe we should eat here. So even if the candle is extinguished in your place, so you will be ready to be kind of meat of you. Then give some of this. Amen. So that means the Rabbi acted according to Shmuel, because there is a machlokes for Shmuel, whether you will keep Shiotsu or you keep Shmuel. So Rabbi was made like Shmuel, not like Rav. V'oma Rabbi, cold ready ma, havelobikira. That he's ready, Rabbi, did everything in accordance with the shita of Rav. We bow the halakha, not the Shmuel. But in three yomim, so Rabbi, Rabbi said, Rabbi was made like Shmuel. Materially, you can pick out the shita from one day and put it in the other day. And it's not in his own nature. In Madrikin and Eomenea, you can be Madrik, one Echamike from another. But in other words, you don't have to be Madrik with the Shamus, that you can be Madrik from one way from another. But Allah is Rafshim with Reyes. And Allah is like Rafshim and in question, the Rafshim with Reyes. What does it mean? It's Tanya. Rafshim and Eomenea, Gere Odo, Mito, Kisei Vitapso. Here it was on. Mito Kisei Vitapso. Uvubato is Chavu Achetri. Because Rashim Rahot and Zoshim is Chavu is Mutan. So one is allowed to dwell on the Karaka, on the ground, a bench, even though by doing that he might make a Chari, he'll be a Chari. But it's not Mishab and Mishab, it is. So in that he was in Shmuel passing like Shabshina and Reyes. So the Rabbi was made to these three things. But in all other things he was made like Rav. But there is four things where Rabbi was made like Shmuel and he doubted in Kishon. So he wanted the terrorists, the Chumle de Rav, Bago Obi, the Chumle de Rav, the Abbe Obi. Rabbi said that Rabbi was made like Rav. Well, like that, only three things, not in four things, not in any more. Yeah. Just in three things, it means that in all the coolness of
Monday Kule, where there is a machleket between Rav and Shmuel, and Shmuel is a maker, and Shmuel is a maker, so they are only three yomim he was made by Shmuel. Where Shmuel was a maker and Rav was a machleket. Mashayinke, where Rav was a machleket. Mashayinke, where Rav was a maker, and Shmuel was a machleket. So then many yomim he was made like Shmuel. So there are only three yom where Rabbi was made like Shmuel, even though Shmuel was a maker. Vidavira. Mashain came, Vidavir Kirishmachim Sude, so Shmuel is a machmir. So the Cheshma 3 is only in regard to the kulas of Shmuel. Kichumid Rabbavod, Kichumid Rabbavod, Loyavod. Now, let's see the Rashi. Yisrag v'yishrag, nof v'anir v'kolo kem yishorach. V'nigam nede rabbi prey, beis chupas mei shoy yishom neir ez eru kem yisamish. Ma'al rab, ka v'nikadi v'nodei tzimonim v'nipotem yishom. V'lo yoch v'seinu, v'yu v'misag v'chushrag, so the kem will be extinguished. We say who after Atem Hilchem Lishem Bereachim and Kiddush Yehoche when Afkis in the Kiddush Kol Gure de Maha Rabbe Matir and Beger Lebeg it is one Kole where he is made like Shmuel Matir in Tzide Shotal Lezun is going to tell that Madnik a second Kole Madnik in the Mechanik on the Achere Shalchani the Tzom Hal in the Achere Shem Shalchani and the third Kole of Allah is a Kim in the Dreg here of the Nidik is the Tarsog of Shalchani Mut Mahane Gimu Yile the Mera is put in Rabbi Shmuel Bamanim יחולו אבו תחבי תשמור למי בוח המיון תשמור להחס תחתי תשמור חולי בכל מילה תראה כולם נפלי נחפור פעם הנקלט ושם תחום אלה רב עובי פעם הנקלט עובי תשמור לכול וחלקי יש ביקור תראה אבו לא צורה בזה מי כבר יש כאילו שלוי מות מסורת פעם אגב נתניה רואי זה תחום אלה שם אני תקלל לנו צורה בו יצא חלקות רב פנאי So you don't do like the chumah and of bisham and chumah of bishila. If it's tal and tzad, when hochesh manin on yuchem bishmuel and kiddush on mokim suri, v'amchad yish v'acher in chutz v'zeh, then nira be'ina she'in tzol yichlis in shem. So she'afil lo yiso atchon yotzu בלי איזה הבית, ולמדו אבו מוקיסוי. So I mean, all the Rishonim agree with the Rashbam, it's a little cautious, I understand. So he says now, he says, אין קידוש אבו מוקיסוי. But that does not mean that if I don't eat, so I cannot be made to somebody else with Kiddush, even though that somebody else does it. So it's not like that. אין קידוש אבו מוקיסוי in respect to a particular person. So only the person who follows up the Kiddush with the Sude, so he gets it. But if I make Kiddush and I make to somebody else, and I don't eat but somebody else does it, so that somebody else is eating the Kiddush. I'm not eating the Kiddush, but that somebody else is eating it. And even though I'm not eating the Kiddush because I didn't eat, but it's not the Pachal Atole from me. Why? Because I get some mitzvahs by Kiddush, and by Kiddush there is a local farmers. So even though I'm not eating the Kiddush, but somebody else is eating it. Alright. Now let's see the cases. Now, cook from the day. In the Kiddush Yot, Apotishu Yisos, Rache Yitem Amuzot, Oy Afil Rechad, Kidmucha Abiseif, Yerchol Le'av, Ulchatchil Etzor, Oshin Yitam Okuro. So David, even if one person is there,
Dann wird die Eschen da, diese Schiotime. Ich die Eschen der Zahloche, in der Frikischel Broche. Nur Lugm. Nur Lugm auf ihn, sie Malfu. If you are Messiah in the Maschke, to one cheek, so Malfu. And that is a variable. I mean, it varies from person to person. See, if a certain person has a very large Lugm, so then he has to drink more. If he has a relatively small Lugm, so he has to be paying less. So it depends upon the Lugm of the person who is there. Of the person who is there. So if, let's say, you give a child to be there, so then the shiotime is the mouthful of death of that child. So Uchatchile says so shiotomikulam things to shiotim. But the other the Ayeitze, if one is there, and if there is any hardship, even a slight hardship, any slight hardship, so they, in regard to this, it's considered like death. We need an Allah Kishmur. The Omar in Kidu Shalom Mot Misure. The Abba Gal to Daon, the Allah Kira al Misure. So here it's a Machlok of Misael, so we should say, Pasko like Rab, the Rab Nichan, so we come with Kira al. Hoch Allah Kishmuel, the Rabune, the Rabbe, the Abayu, Kul and Sabah, the Somo, the Kidu Shalom Mot Misure. The Chayim Posek in Rastom, the Rabbe Nich. The Amikad, the Shitai, the Rabbe Mot Misure, Yochel, the Tehichun Shom. Die habe morgen zu der Heimash in die Stomme so die Seba Woche in der Aschbamisch even though the Mekadish himself is not in Mokim Sule but for the Yeh Tim is in Mokim Sule so what that is the Heimash in die Stomme er hat die Iro in Mekadish in Sakles und Meitioch the Gimbole says the reason is why the Mekadish in Sakles to be Meitioch and it is assuming that not the whole thing themselves with the Kiddush, but the Shliach Tzibah with the Kiddush. And even though the Shliach Tzibah went home with it. So we see that even though for the Mivorech himself, it's not the Mokim Sudeh, but it's the Mokim Sudeh for the Yitzin to talk. The Yitzhe, the Reke, the Mishomach of the Kachmeset, in the Kaddish, the Hadith of Orcha Levator, the Kaimelon Tishmon. So Teitzu Shite is like the Rosh, I mean the Rosh is like Teitzu. That where there are no Ochi, so then it's a Bochalatot. Not like Rabbi Yehine, and not Teitzu Shite is not like Rabbi Yehine, nor like the Rambam. Different reasons. The Rambam says that it's not a Bochalatot because there is a special Kakone, so we have a Chuyev to say Kiddush in Shul. And Rabbi Yehine says that it's not a Bochalatot, not because there is a special Kakone. He agrees that there is no special Kakone. But according to Rabbi Yehine, it's not the Bohavah Torah because this halacha of in Kiddush of Mokim Sudeh is only the Rabbonim that are there. But in the right day, so Yesh Kiddush of Mokim Sudeh. So maybe it's not the Bohavah Torah. Vehimei Yam Yichad Ishtar, Al Tahash Arayim, Lech Al Mokmah, Mei Yishmuel, Mei Yishkidush, Vohim Tzvim Yishtomeh. So we cannot say that Shmuel is made it. That if someone is Mikadesh, let's say Yishuv, but he has intention of eating at home, so then it is a good Kiddush. When the Shmuel thinking of Yisrael, well, he doesn't intend to eat at home. So I would say, no, he cannot say it. You deport from Yishuv, only you should be Yishuv. So the Gemara says, no, to make it off. Why do the Gemara have to say, no, to make it off? The purpose of making Kiddush in Yishuv, according to Shmuel, is to create it, even though he doesn't eat in shul, he eats home as long as he has the intention for the time he makes the kiddush to eat at home. Umi mokim, the vayim, he mikil ach, he mikil mikil shmuel, he kiddush liyazim, he dey lechel beare, he choshe kiddush mokim. So take the test, if it's mokim vayisachot, mokim vayisachot means if it's in a different room, but in the same building, so then it's all right. If the intention at the time of the Kiddush is to eat in another room, the same building. So according to Teitzu Shite, and then the Shite of the same. So there are three, situations. One situation is where he is going to eat, he makes Kiddush in one building and he's going to eat in another book. He's going out to the outside, and he'll eat in another book. So then, in Kiddush Yom Kippur, even if he had the intention at the time of the Kiddush to eat in another book. That's one situation. Another situation is Mepino Lepino. In one room, no matter how large the room is. So then, without any intention, it's all right. And then, the third situation is Mechadar Cheder, in the same building. So then, if he didn't have intention to eat in another room, so then it's not a good thing. He didn't have any intention, so it is a good thing. Mi un mokim un mokim maisha, mi tento li, ki mi te lahar. Mi ote mi nishmul ki mi maage, ki lecho baare, de choshe ktir mi mokim su. Vi chay mukhav le nusha, ki koma ka pjaki ki shem shmuel, ki de vipa mi te, vi mi mach le echo de bai sache. So li chui tadish. Rabaze mi shem rabbe ishe omara, mi ishe sikose ya reivolo, mi tadish, mi yon te baache mi bai, vei lo liyeko mi sikose. In other words, he's waiting for him. To eat in the sukkah. So if Mashmina Teres is, he is allowed to eat in the sukkah because of 12 defense. Now, and there is no Baltesis because Baltesis Shalit is Mamei is only if he has Kavon. So only if one eats Mashmina Teres in sukkah or in Chutzlor or in Chastira in sukkah, in Chastira in sukkah for the purpose of being in time in mitzvah, then he's a Baltesis. But if he sits Mashmina Teres in sukkah, not for the purpose of being Italian, but in order, because it's more pleasant, but then it's alright. So we should go to Yahweh. Although the Kaddish will move now, then it's not. They will be happy to go to it, and it doesn't have to make, him mutilate. But it wasn't the Mokhi Shudeh, the answer is, it's considered Mokhi Shudeh. I'm going to book away from you. My Yomar Rav is already tied to Echo Bai Shikish. My Yomar Rav is already tied to Echo Bai Shikish. My Yomar Shmuel is already tied to Echo Bai Shikish. You don't come away to it. How you mocking me, mocking the Chabai? You are not to look at the Shalom of Kiddush Bai Shikish. You are not to look at the Shalom of Kiddush Bai Shikish. You are not to look at the Shalom of Shalom. So your Shalom says that if you have tied to Echo, Echo, you are saying in the Sukkah, so it's all right. So he applies it, so Jesus applies it to the case where it is in the same building, but in a different room. Now, so the misfortune point out that this, that according to Jesus, so when Yerushalmi says, which is supposed to be available, we can't be told you to ask him the basic, and that's only in the Bible. We're mocking the Chabad in different rooms. But he says, let's say, if he makes Kiddush in the house and then he eats the Sukkah. So it has to be applied to a case where the Sukkah happens to be in one of the rooms of the house. And as they have, you know, in Europe, so with certain kind of wings, so you could raise it. And then you had a Sukkah and you could raise it, so then it was Misukha. And then you could lower it, so then it wasn't Misukha. So in other words, Yerushalmi has reference to such a case. Because otherwise, it's not the same bite. But if one of the rooms happens to be Sukkah, and you make Kiddush in the bite, Yerushalmi, that means in a room that is not Misukha. And then let's say, suppose the kitchen has a Sukkah. Has a Sukkah. So then, the Yerushalmi says, in such a case, so he can make Kiddush here in this room, and then in the kitchen. Because the kitchen is over there. Mashiachin, if the Sukkah is outside of the house the way it's today, so then it's revived. So even though his intention is in another place, so it's still not a good Kiddush, so he has to say Kiddush all over. Alright. Kota, the shape of a toy boy, which you will, you touch it to the back. The nature is the reign of your war, the war of my. See your bass on the third level in the top two, one of 500. The area of the site, the image of the heart of the Kedusha, the Deshimsh, who knew that the air is the higher the poor and worker in the air,
den Kindchen so, ich habe die Dachte auf den Jain, auf den Kindisch, oder so. Wir bleiben nur noch, wir haben ja wie mit Wohnen, wir denken so, wir haben die schon viele noch, so nach der Uhr, jetzt gab es den Kindisch auch immer nicht so. So, ich habe die Kindisch auf den Jain, und die Kindisch auf den Kindisch. And then, it's a world, so in the Jain, if he wants to drink wine in the other in the place where he eats, he has to say the priyaga for now over again. But Kiddush, he doesn't have to say over again, according to Rav, according to Shmuel, he has to say Kiddush over again. So Zayin Lotter, Chayom Yivor, a bit of the Rana, Kiddush Yishin Mot. Ava Mashma, he didn't even say, how so far? It's only the Yishin Mot. But even Yishin Mot, even though it's new wine, so he doesn't have to say the priyaga for now. Shuvim it's all about Rav, it's happening. Ava Dabi Sofa, Yerish Kiddu, Shalom, Bimoke, Sude, Gulishaya, Kiddush, Visude. So in other words, so it's Mashma is such a Chiddush. So he says, now, that is a Chiddush. That is a Chiddush, I'll read it the Rav, who says, Yerish Kiddush, Shalom, Bimoke, Sude. Because according to Shmuel, the thing Kiddush, Shalom, Bimoke, Sude, then it's a double portion, that if he was in Kaddish, he said, Al Shechomel, Al Yayin, so he made Be'er Priya Gefen and Kedish Al Yayin of Kiddush, so then, in the midst of the Sude, he drinks wine again, so it's a double portion according to Shmuel, that he doesn't have to say the Bracha to the Priya Gefen again. Because after all, Shmuel said, in Kiddush Al Mokim Sude, so there is a connection between the Sude and the Yayin on which he made Kiddush. But I could argue, that's only true upon Shmuel, so there's a connection. Masha'inke, according to Rav, that Yesh Kiddush Aloy B'mokim Sudeh. So there's no shaykhes between the Sudeh and the Yayin that he eats, that he drinks in the midst of the Sudeh. There is no shaykhes between the Sudeh and the Kiddush. Because Kiddush can take place, can be fulfilled even without Sudeh. So maybe I could argue that the fact that he ate, that the Sude intervened between the eight number of things, between the Kiddush, the Broch of the Adophan and the Kish of Kiddush, and the Yayin that he drinks in the midst of the Sude. So it should constitute the Hefset, and we should say, Be'er Priya Gefen again. So from this we can deduce that in the Kodurah, that there is no Shaykhaz between the Sude and the Kiddush. So it's still not the Hefset. Ma'aru Mashma. In the midst of punishments of marriages, Avogad, even a contrast, that there is no shaykh between the Sude and the Sude. Avogad, we saw by the Sude, no shaykh. Still, it's got to have said. And once he said, Be'er Priya Gefen, and the Kish of Kiddush, so, and all the wine he drinks in the Sude, he doesn't have to say Be'er Priya Gefen. Again, in case, in his deal, I'll show for him. What are the boys for the Irish and the Sechasuk? I forgot me some doors shall only be more concerned. We cool out. We all finish with them. So we could be there for the right from you. We can remember the reporter and the curator which they with me on us. I will take him as a reporter. So when So when the boy says here, did the Irish go? And he's required to say Be'er Priya Gefen again. Why? Because of Shilimokim, but if not for Shilimokim, not. So it is referenced in the case where he drank a Mishnah of Shilimokim. So then, if not for the Shilimokim, he wouldn't have to make it wrong again. Masha'inke, if it is Be'er. So even without Shilimokim, he would have to say another Prochet. We could say, but this is not a Shatni. I will say, how about the Achish Mamarai? He picked up the rock. He found beautiful young with me, Amoze, put up the young Shaka Amoze, beautiful young Mishis Asuda is native to Amoze. So, if he made a broker and the young with me, Amoze, I mean, the testimony, Mashma, the coach, she put a young Shaka Amoze, so he bought a Mishka Hiro Shaka Mayo. So, it's a Kawahima of what? If the young Shaka Amoze, if he did the young Shaka Amoze, and Shachar HaMozeh is the same seer. You see, in those days, so they drank wine before the Mozeh, they drank wine in the midst of the Sudeh, and after they got through the meal, they again drank wine.
So, when they drank wine after the meal, so it was for the purpose of drinking machine drink. That was the purpose of Yalachamo. But the drinking of wine Pirchamozei was not for the purpose of drinking per se. But that was Lishvis Esamodin Sechmei. So see the Mishnah says, Pirchal Yanisho Tneamos. Peter says Yanisho Achramazei, which was for the sake of drinking. So it did not have any, so it only had a subservient purpose, the yayin, a subservient purpose. So even the yayin that lifnei amozei, pater, the yayin la'achar amozei, which was used for its own sake, so certainly that is part of the Yayin Sheikh Hamozei, which only took place for a subservient purpose. But a few months ago, we put the Yayin Sheikh Hamozei, so it's a Yayin the Yayin Sheikh Bolish, Peter, as a Yayin Abolish. So the Yayin Sheikh Hamozei is on Lish, and Yayin Sheikh Hamozei is our Yayin Sheikh Hamozei, Sheikh Bolish, the oldest day, for all the minutes, it is a Yayin Sheikh Hamozei. They, in so the Warren, the Sheikh, Hamozei, my common Yanish of Hamozei, Peter Shah Hamozei, take the Yanish, the Potter Yanish, and say Hamozei. The man the Homer also before. We did agree not to say Shoshi Yanish. The other guy we also later in Shapos is Yanish. Who shall I call the Sadam? So it's real as not on that. What in the Hiram? In that Yanish is Yanish Hasu. And what is the Potter Yanish? Does a year with Royal Yisura for Yan? The Tayla, the Yonte, the Nima. The indictment is Yanish. We put a mashmet a hake tolu bidayit. So tilka. So even the yomter, they couldn't say that gemara only has reference to the case of nima, because suppose the yomter, so you couldn't say that gemara only has reference to yomter. No, because it doesn't make any. Because even a yomter, if it would be a case of nima, then we have to say a bracha again. Let's say he made once a bracha on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. He made a bracha on Yayin. And he was decided not to drink any more wine. That's enough for him. He decided. But then he changed his mind. So he has to make a bracha again, even though it's Yom Tov and Shabbos. So we see that the fact that it's Shabbos and Yom Tov is not of significance. The significant question is, was it a million of Nivah? Or it was no Nivah? So if it was no Nivah, so then even the Chayim, he's not required to make another pot. We take it, not only Nivah, but like Rishis Yayin, but Mashiach is going to die. He can. We do the Chayim Shal Kei Amosei. We die to Rishni the Sech Amosei. In other words, there is no union of Nivah. In so the world, Chachar Agef, we take Amosei in the Chayim. Abo in Nivah, in the Teita, we come to Chachar, we go 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 to Chachar, one is because of course of Shabbos Hayim. So it's a Drosh Yigmur. You could clear the Kiddushom to people, the Kiddushom to Hayim. So for also this Kiddush. So it's Mashmim the Raise according to that. Then it was Yigmur Zachi, since it's Zachi Aliyahu, so it's Tome Elohim Yitva, Omu Yama Amsu. The Kiddush Yom 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 ולשמור אמונו לפישי להגיש. So, more discussion according to Shmuel, that in case of not in Sud, so they are not eating anymore, and Adam is not known yet of the Elohe. So what is the purpose of making Kiddush Yishu? So the more I only ask Shmuel. So the Rav, so there's no kasha against that. Why? Because the Rav told you to increase in the Kiddush. Upon the Rav, we understand this, why? He has to make Kiddush. English, where he's calling some shame on the body, so he's called for the cabinet baby. So he's more than the terror, the weakness of life, even if he's more. So we are made to say Kiddush in the shul, to be made to these poor people that all came who live in the shul. And as to them, it's been walking soon. Well, the shul said, we're gone and we wish they eat and drink, and they sleep in shul. So the question is, how are they allowed to eat and drink and sleep in shul? Bitema, v'amurim ha-mufel v'yoyiyo, but if you see it, say, you can there, v'in she'is in there. So that's a kawus reish. You're not allowed to be made kawus reish Tamisrei Shilishu. Tamisrei Shilishu. And that is the Easter, that's why you're not allowed to have mixed in the shul. Not only Bishas HaTfilo. Bishas HaTfilo, it has nothing to do with the shul. So even if you have a medium in the home, only temporarily, so you're not allowed to have mixed in either. So that's based upon the Rosh HaTfilo, the Yal Kuchinegi mentioned in the Sefer Kiseitze, where the Oye Bechoyal was Dogo, Mitan Omos, so the Tomid Velio says, and the Yalkut Shemeim in Kiseitze mentioned, cites the Tomid Velio, Mitan Omos Chachomim, lo yamdu anoshim din anoshim din ispala. So there has nothing to do with Kushas Nisakhanes. Even if you have a million just once, in a private home, so you're not allowed to have, mixed. Why? Because if it's mixed, so that itself is Kalus Reish. Now Kalus Reish is a term that has different meanings. So sometimes Kalus Reish means one thing, and sometimes Kalus Reish means something else. Now, when Doris Rav Nosson says, the Mishav Midas to Moso Misikha, without Isav Moso. So the Doris Rav Nosson says, Minayim shall be habit, Minashik and Shofa, Lima Misikha. Minayim shall we yotur sreishay? So then, so there talus reish means, doesn't mean mixing it. There talus reish means he shouldn't flirt with women. So, but talus reish sometimes is another meaning, not flirting. In other words, in a wubi of anoshim and noshim is considered talus reish. Why? Because it's conducive to frivolous behavior. So true, it's not conducive to frivolous behavior on the part of the Chofetz Chaim, but as long as it is conducive to frivolous behavior on someone who has a tendency towards frivolity, so it's considered Kalus Reish even for the Chofetz Chaim. So it's Elgas Dovo. So Mele, there is a Nisah, Bishas Tfilin, to have a new mixidim, because of the Moyim B'chayav HaZov. But then there is another halacha that in Bishakneses, so we're not allowed to have Talus Reish. Talus Reish there doesn't mean Talus Reish, something very bad. Talus Reish there means even Achim HaMisiyah is considered Talus Reish. And just talking, not even talk, some Dvorim Shel Mabikach is considered Talus Reish. So in Bishakneses it's also, I mean, to talk Dvorim Shel Mabikach. And so in the Bishakneses you're not allowed to have mixing even for a lecture, not only for Tfilah, because of Dushan Bishakneses. So the reason is why what you see is in Eichun Ben, the Yishayisim Ben, so that is also considered Talus Reish. In Eichun Ben, the Yishayisim Ben, Afon Abdach Tfilah Ustiyah Shom Mitzvah is Muteh, Kidam Kino Birushalm, Shor Eichun Shom, Vikibush Achidesh, Vigam Achshov Nea Dimishteis, is adoring to his mirror. Mikomo kim she'in shom mitzvah, mishe'in o izos. Now, and you cannot say, so the question is, how was it permissible for the Ami to eat and drink in shul in the Bishakneses and sleep there? So, Kalus Reish is also there in the Bishakneses. Now, of course, even though Achim Yusiyah shom mitzvah is mutter, and this involved the great mitzvah of Zdokin, of accommodating the Ami, so that they would have food to eat and they would have a sleeping place. But that's not called Achil Yisiyah Shal Mitzvah. Achil Yisiyah Shal Mitzvah means that the eating by the person is a mitzvah. The one who eats is a kind of mitzvah. Not that the person who accommodates the only is a kind of mitzvah. So maybe, of course, those who accommodated the Ami with sleeping facilities and eating facilities and drinking facilities, they were Mikhail Mitzvah. But the drinking itself was no Maisa Mitzvah. It was an act of eating the drinking as of anybody else. So it's not a Achilo Yusir Shal Mitzvah, it was Achilo Yusir Shal Mishus. So maybe, so how was it good? How was it good? Vachilo Mishal Boga. In Eichon Ben, what would we say? That when do we say what it is? In Eichon Ben, in Shaysim Ben, that's only what it is, Shal Art Yisroel. But it is, Shal Bobo, it means of Chutz Loretz, not.
why because the Gemara says but if you see Shal Boba of Nali Nasu, so you will say so but if you see Shal Boba, so Talus Rish is good there in but if you see Shal Boba, so he says no, Talus Rish is also even in but if you see Shal Boba. ואפילו שבורו נכון בהם, מפום הרוצון, רבינה ורבדה ברבא, שלא יוריצו לטעון את ביס הכנסס מפני הקשון, אילו אב משום לשמייצה בייצה לוסי. So otherwise it would be also to use the ביס הכנסס as a haven from the way. So that words, if somebody, so the halacha is, let's say, that if you want, let's say, to meet a certain person, not to discuss, it one mitzvah, but to discuss with him a mundane manner. And that person happens to be in the shul, so you're not allowed to go into the shul in order to meet that person. But suppose you do have to meet that person, so the halacha is that you have to say a certain mitzvah, you say ashra, you should say something, in order that you shouldn't use the shul for your mundane purposes. So you're not allowed to be nichnas misakneses in the action. Even in Boga, so we see that the Nisa of Talus Reish, he applies even to the Zakneses of Chutzlot. We hold the all for them, but the Gemara says, but if we see Ishel Boga, Al Taina Sui, Hayil Acha Sheyechtevu, Sheyimuya Divin Dushi, Sheyimuya Divin Dushi. So that is only, but if we see Ishel Chutzlot, so it now is effective. So in other words, so I mean, you see, there are many in Chicago who think that it's all right to have mixed sitting in the shul if Shalom Bishasatfil. Why? Because at the time that the shul was built, so they stipulated. But that's negative. And this states that. I mean, all the Gashem who say that. That you know, not is effective. To be made Talis Reish, to be made Gashem said, I mean, in the Bishak Knesset. So the Tnai is not effective. And when is Tnai effective? And the Tnai is effective in the Bishak Knesset of Kutzlore. Not in the Bishak Knesset of Eretz Yisrael. We'll see why there is a distinction between the Bishak Knesset of Kutzlore and the Bishak Knesset of Eretz Yisrael. So the Tnai is effective in the Bishak Knesset of Kutzlore. So it's effective only Lacha Chodonu. If it doesn't, after it ceases to function as the Bishak Knesset, as a Mikim Tfilo, or as a Mikim Teiro, it's a Medrash, it's a Mikim Tehro, and maybe it's a Knesset, it's a Mikim Tehro. So, in Chutz La'aretz, it not is effective, so that you should be allowed to be Nei Talis Reish in that place after it ceased functioning as a Misa Knesset. So in other words, so let's say, so if you do stipulate, so then after a certain room, let's say suppose you had an issue. One room was used temporarily as a bisakneses because the main synagogue was not finished yet. So temporarily, one room that was already finished was used as a bisakneses. And then, once the main synagogue was finished, so they stopped using that room as a bisakneses. So it now would be effective to be able to show saying to sleep in that room after it stopped functioning as a misakneses. But as long as it is used as misakneses, so it's no night effect. So the question is why, so how will they allow the Ochi to eat and sleep in the misakneses? אלוהדורים שהוא יוסמוכי לביס הכנסת כל בית נשתה ומשום הוא יושב עם העתיד. So in other words, so that means they had adjoining rooms. So where did the Ochin, the Amin, eat and sleep? In the adjoining rooms. But in the Bisa Knesset itself, that was used as Bisa Tfilo, they did not eat and they did not sleep. ופלמצי פרשת, אם מוקים ומוקים וחד בייס, כי שתהייתי לאכל למוכר, לאכל במוכר, אם מלאכל במוכר אחר, אני אשתדלו שעושה שקר. Why? So that was...